Brother Sean Eady, former missionary and graduate of Gilead from the Edmonton Parkdale congregation, will now present the next talk of this symposium, Be a Courageous Marriage Mate.
Brothers and sisters, we commend you for the hard work you give to maintaining a loyal and loving bond with your marriage mates. And we know it's difficult because we face many challenges in this world around us. And those challenges really require courage on our part. What challenges? Well, let's look at three of them. First of all, we know Satan the devil is a roaring lion, and he's eager to break up marriages, isn't he? And he wants to bring reproach on Jehovah, the originator of marriage. Secondly, the second challenge that we have is also that we are imperfect. Who has a perfect marriage mate? You know, sometimes when we say, I do, we might think so. But we all know the truth of Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, where it says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So if we don't have perfect marriage mates, we don't have perfect marriages. We have to cope with imperfection. Now our third challenge is found at 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and 28. And what does it tell us that we'll have to deal with? It says that we'll have tribulation in the flesh as marriage mates. So there are going to be circumstances that test our love and really require courage on our part to deal with. You know, we might think about it this way. You're out for a drive on a beautiful sunny day here, and all of a sudden, unexpectedly, strong winds come up, a storm comes, brings driving rain. We can't see, the road is treacherous. And here we are driving with the knuckles white because of the treacherous conditions that we're in. And that requires courage on our part. And likewise, strong storm winds come into our marriage and bring unexpected events that require courage on our part. So let's look at a video. In the following video, note how a husband and wife had to deal with an unexpected challenge and show courage.
My husband did not recognize me for 3 days. It was a very dark time. We went to BSCC, Bible School for Christian Couples, in January of 2014. It definitely helped prepare us for everything that would come our way, the good and the bad. We were assigned to Jackson, Alabama. It was a great assignment, but then a very short time we were asked to apply for LDC. We traveled quite a bit, looking at different assembly halls, and then the focus went more toward Kingdom Halls. Each field rep couple was assigned a state, and we were assigned the state of Louisiana. On a Sunday night, we had been invited to a dinner party. Just a normal, went to bed at night. We basically woke up to a stroke. I walked over to him and I could see that something was wrong, and so I called 911. Once they assessed him, they brought me in, told me that they needed to life flight him to a larger hospital in New Orleans. Thankfully though, they said if you're going to have a stroke, this was the kind you'd want to have because it is fully recoverable. We made adjustments, we adapted, so that we could continue in the assignment. Well, he went from being in a wheelchair to being on a walker, and then later he started using a cane, and then now he walks without assistance. It's not a pretty walk, but we're working on that.
She really has a durability that I think excels all, just the way that she, no matter what situation, how stressful the circumstance may be, she understands it's necessary for her to continue forward.
It really is a beautiful example. So do we view our marriage as sacred? Are we united, one flesh, keeping the marriage bed without defilement? And can we cultivate appreciation for the sacredness of marriage? Now think about the example in the video of Sister Lancaster. How did she react to that change in circumstances when her husband had the stroke? Did she run away from it, saying, I can't deal with this? Did she try to say, this isn't what I signed up for? Or did she demonstrate true courage dealing with this change that they both faced together? So for us, can we imitate that? If circumstances and problems come up into our marriage, our life changes, how are we going to react to it? What adjustments can we make? Think about it at times when our mate makes a mistake, what do? Think about this counsel in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 26 and 27, and just think if this is how we cope or deal with situations that arise. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26, notice what it says. Be wrathful, so we might get angry. But what do we want to avoid? It next says, but do not sin. Do not let the sun set while you are still angry. Why? Verse 27. Do not give the devil an opportunity. He just wants to work his way in there. And wants us to demonstrate resentment towards our mate. We don't want to allow that at all. Now, maybe think about driving in that rainstorm again. And you're driving when your mate's driving the vehicle, and the road conditions are slick. He's driving along, maybe a little too fast, hydroplanes hits the ditch. How do we react? Well, we might be upset, but would you stop talking to your mate? That's it, no more? Would you get out of the car and walk off into the storm on your own? How silly. We'd want to do what Ephesians chapter 4 says. We'd want to work quickly to repair the relationship, to repair any damage. And that means that we're going to have to admit we made a mistake sometimes and apologize to our mate. Can you and I say, you know what? It's my fault. I'm sorry. And it takes courage, too, to be able to extend trust and forgiveness to our mate when they hurt us, sometimes deeply. So, if you or your mate have drifted apart, what can you do? Well, you can prayerfully give consideration together to God's Word and discuss those problems to improve your marriage on the basis of God's Word. We can work to view marriage as sacred, as a secular arrangement from Jehovah, and as something that's permanent. And we can do like Brother and Sister Lancaster demonstrated. When stressful situations come up, we can continue to look forward and continue to work together to endure and go through any trial. You know, life in this system rarely happens like we expect. Think about Abraham and Sarah. On their wedding day, do you think that they expected to be living as nomads in tents later on? Do you think they expected to be living in the land of Canaan, surrounded by immoral, depraved people? Or do you think that they imagined starting a family at 90 or 100 years old? All of those circumstances required change. But what effect did it have on their marriage? It did not weaken their marriage. They courageously faced those tests together, and what happened to their bond? It was stronger, as well as their bond with Jehovah. So like Abraham and Sarah, like the Lancasters in the video we saw, may we cultivate a marriage bond that brings joy to us and our mates, and that honors Jehovah. And may we all continue to show courage in our marriage.